Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from the Bat Friends podcast, Chris.
Hey, you guys.
All right, so we are on the fourth issue. Fourth issue? Right?
Yeah. Sure.
Fourth issue.
I haven't been saying my hellos, so I don't know how to count them.
Yeah, we're not doing that ever again. We're on the fourth issue of this Captain America arc. These are really all just kind of one-off issues. So if you care to listen to the other episodes, go back to our previous three. And you can also check out episodes 28 through 30 and episodes 44 through 49 for the full Captain America story.
What we've covered anyways.
Yeah. And so this one is issue 123, and it is Suprema, the deadliest of the species.
Which, just after reading this, okay, like this, okay, could have made sense before I read it.
Okay.
But after reading it, like, they work up these characters so much for as disappointing as they end up being.
Yeah.
Like, okay, when we get, like, big villains in, you know, like, the Red Skull or, like, you know...
Well, I know, like, MODOK, for Captain America, MODOK's a big one.
Those ones I can understand when they throw out, like, you know, stuff like this. But, like, Chris, I guess you're a big Cap fan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is Suprema, like, somebody that comes back a lot, or...?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so, like, you know, just throwing her out there, and, like, after reading this, it's she's almost a joke.
Yeah, kinda.
Well, I guess we can get
Well, to be fair... Go ahead, Chris.
I was gonna say, and her sidekick is the white Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah. Yeah, that works. Yeah, she has her power set, I'll just go ahead and get into it. She can manipulate and hypnotize men.
Just men.
Just men. But when every single secret organization or mob organization or basically like bank.
90% of the Avengers. I mean.
Like 100% of any workforce in the 60s and 70s is men. Yeah, like this, she's a bad bitch to be reckoned with.
Half these guys on her little team here are like, you know, you don't even have to hypnotize me, just
don't think it's gonna work, but yeah, she is trying to hype up that she's this big badass and that they're gonna go rob all of these mob bosses, and then she's gonna be like the top dog.
She's like, nobody may question the words of Suprema, and is that her brother?
I believe so. We find that out later.
Yeah, all right. So this bald, her sidekick or whatever you want to call
it. This is brother. Yeah, we'll just say brother.
They will not again forget that you are the greatest female black belt karate master of all. And it's like, she just chopped some dude in the side of the head, and that's pretty much it.
Hey, I mean.
She's the Nightman.
Yeah. It's okay. So she puts her plan together. She says every big time racket, gambling combine and shakedown operation is listed on this map, and within 24 hours we will control all of them. So they hop into their
Wolverine jet.
Now, when I hear the Wolverine jet, I'm thinking a plane,
right? But no, it's a
giant bus with
actually
these...
it's a box truck, isn't it?
Pretty long for a box truck.
Well, then it's a semi.
Okay.
But regardless, and it's got like these two little like jet things coming off the side of it.
It is so fucking stupid and funny.
Ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's retarded. But I love it. They start going to all these gambling places, and She-Hawk walks in and it's like, hey, I'm going to take over. And the guy initially, the boss initially like, no, you're not. Get the hell out of here. And she's like, are you sure? And he's like, huh, I was wrong. Sure, you can have everything.
Hold it, boys. The chick is right.
It's just one of those things where she takes over.
And cool. Then she's like, all right, let's get back in the Lowe's moving van. And
yeah, within the first day, they are rolling in dough, which is kind of cool. They do get pulled over by this one cop because apparently you shouldn't be driving this Rent-A-Transformers vehicle around. And he's actually a legit smart cop and is going to stop them. But because Suprema is who she is, she's able to trick him into...
She uses her special magic powers to make him
special
do what she says.
Magic powers. And he's like, oh, sorry, folks. Go on your way. You're fine. We go back to the barbershop.
Dude, and I love this comment right here. The guy's thinking, I'd sure hate to own that joint. Hardly ever see a single customer in there.
And that's kind of what I was getting at before. Like, if you would just sit there and watch the people going in,
you'd figure
that real quick.
You'd think that they'd have a back door in the alley for everybody to get into it.
It's a smart way to do. But then again, Captain America did walk into the hotel he was staying
at. Yeah, and nobody...
As dressed up as Captain America. So, through the front door.
You get all these Fruit Loops in their Halloween costumes coming in here all the time.
No.
Oh.
But what's going on is Cap is at S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nick Fury.
Well, they're having a sparring match.
All right, dude. So I just like to point out that these costumes that they're all wearing.
The leotards?
All the S.H.I.E.L.D.
The skin-tight leotards?
It makes me think of Superman 2. What Zod and... That's what those reminded me of.
Okay.
Especially like the way that Dum Dum looks in his, he looks like the big dude. I can't think of his name.
Non.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's so funny.
So as
Cap breaks Nick Fury's neck in that bottom.
That neck definitely is not looking right.
They don't do a good job of making people's heads tipped back in these pictures because everybody looks like they've just literally lost all connection to them.
Well, because I definitely feel like they drew Cap first. They drew his upper body and then drew Fury's head. And it's like, oh, wait, we have to connect this.
And we can't put his head going through his body.
He got an extra six inches of neck. Yeah.
Trying to figure out how this works.
Because it's not really Nick Fury, it's Mr. Scroll. Fantastic. Oh.
We went two different directions there.
Okay, so after Cap gets done throwing Fury around, he's like,
I don't really know what's going on. Like, he's just having a moment trying to figure out if he really wants Sharon to stay in S.H.I.E.L.D. or be with him. Like, if she stays in S.H.I.E.L.D., she can never be with Cap. But if she's with Cap, he knows that she will never have a fulfillment in life. So that's all that. We go back to Suprema with a lazy eye.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
Get him with the lazy eye.
So her... They have all of the mob ring now. They have all this money. So now they're going to go put their forces against S.H.I.E.L.D. And now they're going to try to take out S.H.I.E.L.D. Which...
Dude, and they're going to find them because every S.H.I.E.L.D. agent wears a special identifying mini badge, which we can detect from a distance of 500 yards.
How?
First off, how'd they know? And second off, how did they know how to detect these things? Because S.H.I.E.L.D. is supposed to be this super high-tech, like, advanced, you know, secret
agency. Right there. Secret. Like, from my understanding...
But everybody knows everything about them.
Exactly.
All the time.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Hey, guys, I got a secret. It's called S.H.I.E.L.D. Don't tell anybody, okay?
Okay.
Except for you guys.
What?
And this is a discussion they have in the middle of traffic.
Yeah, yes. So they end up finding Dum Dum. He's just walking around, and... Suprema is able to convince him to show them where S.H.I.E.L.D.'s at. And so he hops in the back of the Wolverine
jet
and takes them to this firing range that S.H.I.E.L.D. has outside of the city limits.
Dum Dum should have known better than to get in a van with no windows.
Yeah, but he's being manipulated by a...
He didn't even get any candy. There's no puppy in here!
Good point. Anyway, so they show up to the firing range outside of town where Fury and Cap and the rest of the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents are at. And as Suprema is talking to Fury, she's like, hey, I'm the new director of S.H.I.E.L.D. And Fury's like, okay, boss. Just gives it up right there. Super quick. Cap is questioning it. And then all of a sudden... Something hits his S.H.I.E.L.D. And he realizes real quick that I have to keep an eye on these people. I can't let them get away with what's going on. And Suprema's like, he's evading my control. You know, how is that possible? We need to stop him right now. It doesn't go well. The brother jumps Cap and then gets kind of knocked out. A couple of the other Suprema agents.
Yeah. Nice.
start shooting at him, and Cap just runs away. He quickly gets out of there. Like, he knows he has to leave.
Okay, this part right here, though, where they're fighting, like, I thought he was tumbling down the mountainside, but he's actually just kicking the shit out of them.
Oh, because, yeah, he's on the ground.
Yeah, because, I mean, well, when you see the picture right here, like, he's running, and then, like, they're on this, like, incline, and then it looks like he's falling backwards over it.
I think it's just to show the drawings of everything. Yeah, he's now being pursued by both Suprema agents and S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, because they have given in to Suprema's thrall. And so he feels bad for knocking out his fellow, you know, compatriots, but he needs to get away.
Except for Fury. He's probably happy he got to knock out Fury again because...
Well, I'm pretty sure Fury is still over by Suprema.
Gonna punch that blunt right out of your mouth.
But he hops into the Wolverine jet and rushes off. I guess this is, you know, I believe he hits the start button. So this is a vehicle that had...
Dude, everything is labeled.
Remote start before, you know, the vehicles I'm building now.
Look, all right, this is the Wolverine jet. It's not your just everyday vehicle, okay?
Okay.
And anyways, they probably had the keys above the sun visor.
Maybe. but he goes, rushes off. Now, this is one thing I find interesting. He decides that to find out who these people are, he has to go to the morgue room of the city's biggest newspaper. Are there morgue rooms in newspapers?
That's where they put all the old copies.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I took it as actual dead people. I'm like...
Well,
like,
I mean...
Hold on.
It's a perfect front for hiding dead people.
You're not wrong. But that's just odd. Either way, he goes to the Bugle, Daily Bugle, and we get our obligatory shot of J. Jonah Jameson with his fist up, yelling at not Spider-Man.
Every time it's a little Hitler. That's all I see every time I see Jonah.
Because he is.
I know, but like, just yeah.
But he got what he wanted, and then he runs off to Stark Factory and talks to Tony Stark, and Tony's like, "Yeah, you can. Computer's over there. Go help yourself."
Yeah, I'm not paying any attention. You've got important shit to do, Cap. Just go ahead and do whatever.
What? Oh, so he uses. Can I use your 3-2-1 computer? What the hell is a 3-2-1 computer?
It's the beginning computer that everybody can use because, you know, Cap has no computer skills.
So, I don't know. He gets some article or something from the computer, prints it out, and he's able to piece together who these people are and the secret of Suprema's power.
It's a vagina.
Well, yes, but...
with a Scantron.
Yeah, that's... I don't...
Did you say a Scantron?
Yeah, that's what he printed off.
Yes.
It looks like a fucking Scantron.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
But he's able to come back, and I guess by him coming back, it knocks out whatever control Suprema had over the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
Well, he said he figured it out, and he said he was, where is it? I've used Stark's computer to verify my theory, and now I know the secret of Suprema's powers.
Okay, but, so then we have Cap on the screen wherever they're at, and Suprema's like, it's Captain America, the fool has returned. Now we can finish him off for good. And then Fury is like, you know, my head, what's happening? Like, whatever control she had is starting to wear off.
Here you go. My hunch was right. I hear the sounds of battle below. It means that my electric current that I generated in this truck is doing its job.
Okay.
It short-circuited the breaking Suprema's control.
How did he know the truck would have that?
Because comics.
Okay.
Science. Because science.
Okay, that works.
Comic science. Science.
Yeah, comic science. Scarbo, the brother, you know, they're both Suprema and him are trying to rush off. He realized that something is disrupting the control disc that he is wearing, and Cap comes rushing in and fires on the two of them. And basically stops them.
We can't escape. He's found the gas jets and he's firing.
So, okay.
The gas jets.
Yep.
He's also about to run two people over.
Beep, beep, motherfucker.
He tells Fury what's going on, that she was a talented hypnotist, and the disc that her brother wore helped amplify her powers. And the reason he found this out was because the powers hit his shield first before it took control of him.
See,
what?
Okay, see, now when it first hit the shield,
I thought, like, it was just like a rock or something.
See, what I thought it was, because after he said he figured out how her powers worked and he used the electric thing to do it, I went back and I looked at that and saw it ping off his shield. And I thought that, like, they had shot them with, like, little electrode, like...
See, and that would make sense.
Exactly. And until that part right there where he said her powers bounced off his shield.
Yeah. I didn't know mind powers could do that, but 1970s comics. Sure, why not?
And then this part right here, though. Wait, come back. You can't turn us in. You can't. The two of us working together could accomplish anything. And Cap's like, look, I've already got one chick that's disappointed in me.
Basically. And he goes walking off by himself. No spotlight this time. But he is walking off. And we see his back as he's walking off.
He does that a lot. So
that's the whole point I'm making. Like, this is the third issue out of four that he's done that. Actually, he does it in all six of these issues. So, I just thought it was funny. Something I wanted to bring up.
Captain America's emo before emo was cool.
It's true.
I believe it. And that's where we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Chris, please check out the Fortress of Comic News podcast, as well as the Bat Friends podcast, on your podcast app of choice. Or you can check out the fortressofcomicnews.com website, which will have links to everything you'll need. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Captain America story.